Okay, hi everybody. Today is Friday, December 10th. December 17th, 2010. Get that correct here. So let's do a emotional clearing. So just think of something that happened to you the last couple of days. Here we go. I'll count to five to release that. So one, two, three, four, and five. We'll do a mental body clearing. This may help to balance your left and right brain. So here we go. Think of a situation also if you like. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a trauma clearing. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And naturally we'll do the mind to heart drop. So I'll just count from 10 to 1, going backwards there. You may feel the energy dropping down through your body. And this is going to connect your thoughts that you have normally in your head to your heart center. So dropping down, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll just let you settle in there a little bit. You can feel the energies. This is your energy in your heart center. And just kind of enjoy how it feels here. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, are you out there, Carrie? In cyberspace someplace?
I am, Ron. Good evening and hi to everybody. We've got a few people on the fast chat already. JJ and Lynn and Pauline and Marie R. And Marianne. JJ is saying he's not hearing, so I've just typed in that we're on station two. I was going to say we're on station two, JJ, but if he can't hear, he won't hear me say that. So hopefully you're hearing now. So type your questions in this evening. Ron, do you want to do a headache clearing? I know there are some people with headaches tonight. That's just one other that just popped in my head.
Okay, let's do that here. So we'll bring in the energy to help clear that. We'll bring up the light beam energy first. So I'll scroll down on the monitor screen and bring up the light beam. Here we go. And we'll energize the light beam. We'll bring in the male energies here. We did females last time, so here's the males coming. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's bring in some energy now for headaches. So this is to release your headache. So I'll count to 10 to do that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And I guess I'll do it one more time here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how that's working for you, and we'll turn it back over to Carrie.
Okay, so tonight is Friday night, and we're not having any call-ins on the show this evening, but right after the show at 8 or about 8:05, somewhere between 8 and 8:05 Pacific, Ron will be doing his Q&A that he does on Friday nights, which is for anyone, particularly new people who have questions about the light chip or about the clearings on the website and any of that kind of thing. Any question that you have if you're new and you're confused about what the creation light chip is doing. So the number for that is 646. It's a conference line where you call in and you can speak directly with Ron. It's 646-519-5800, and then you'll be prompted to enter a PIN number, and that's 9009, and then the pound sign. So that'll be in just under an hour from now. So let's see. Lern is saying that doing timeline crashing makes reality, whatever that is, seem more arbitrary, I guess. So maybe, Ron, do you want to, since timeline crashing is the newest clearing up and what you've been doing so much of in the last few months yourself, do you want to talk a little bit more about what's going on with all the timeline crashing at the moment?
Okay, yeah. I was talking to a person earlier, and they were telling me how they kind of felt about the timeline crashing. And what they did is they just picked an issue. Remember, you have to get an emotional issue. So I think they started off with stress. And a lot of people have stress. And from there, they did at least 5 to 10 timeline crashings with that. But what they ended up doing after they did each timeline crash, they were looking at whatever else they could use as a related topic, okay? And they came up with like 15 different topics and did like, you know, over 150 timeline crashes, okay?
Wow.
So they went into just briefly, after doing the stress one, then they said, well, what's wrong with me? What am I dealing with? Well, next one was anxiety, so they typed in anxiety and crashed another, you know, maybe 10 timelines or so. And then another one was being overworked, so they typed that in and crashed some more timelines. And the overwork turned into anger, so they went into anger. Remember, these are all emotional stuff that we feel. And then after anger became frustration, and there's other ones in between, but one of those, which could be relating to a lot of you, is that, you know, the time around us may be speeding up, so it feels like you're trying to do something and the day's over with. So they typed in not, you know, being able to accomplish a lot or something like that. So that's kind of how that works. Then they realized by doing the different timeline crashes, and these are all related issues. So what you may do is get one timeline that you know that you're dealing with, and you want to do related issues along with that. Remember, one at a time, though. And what they found is, after going out to seeing some people, they realized that the timelines that they crashed, the people's reaction to that timeline, you know, because everybody has a group of people that they normally meet with, all of a sudden, those issues were, you know, much, much less than it was before the timeline crashed. So they're probably all on the same parallel lifetimes on these timelines as this person was. And so all of a sudden they got off of that and their whole demeanor changed. So that's what I would suggest doing. Now, if you happen to sign up earlier, like I mentioned a while back on one of the calls, we extended the timeline crashing for those that got on early. So it's now going for an extra week for some people who maybe only did it for a week and they stopped for a while, then they went on it and wanted to have the additional free week on that. So I extended that for everybody as a gift, so you can do that too. So, you know, if you go on to that special code that was sent out to you, then you're going to notice that the date was changed on it. So that's very nice. So let's see what else is on the fast chat. Carrie, anything there?
Yeah, well, Marie R. is asking about how we can work timeline crashes for an animal.
Ah, okay.
Can we do it for our pets or any animal, I guess?
Yeah, it could be. You can do that for an emotional trauma for your pet. Yes, that would work.
So we would just buy it for the pet and then put the name of the pet in and then pick
Yeah,
whatever
that's.
issue we feel the pet's having.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Could you do it for something like if an animal, like I have a cat that lives with me most of the time and he bites and scratches now and then, could you put that in?
Well, yeah, that
Or
might
maybe
be an
that would be.
emotional issue for the cat.
Maybe it's frustration. I mean, if you don't know why they're doing it.
Yeah, that yeah, you might do that. Maybe do frustration first for the cat.
Yeah.
And since cats are very intuitive, if you are doing that, you might just look and see how the cat's responding. Sometimes they, hang in there and look around and see things, and you might find the cat having a more gentler personality.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, there was one other thing I was going to read and it just disappeared. Okay. All right, so we're almost at the new year and then February is coming along and you're going to be in LA in February. So anybody that can get out here in the middle of the month or lives on the West Coast, can see you at the Conscious Life Expo. So do you want to just mention what dates you're going to be there, Ron, and how long for?
Yeah, I'll be there for the 3 days. Unless somebody down there who lives in Los Angeles would like to host a group of people or something, and maybe we could do an event after the expo. So the expo starts on the 11th, I believe, of February, and it's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have the light infusion chamber there. So if you're in the area, come by and see me. I think my booth is number 206 there, and I'll be on. I do a lecture and a free workshop. The workshop is, I believe, on Saturday, and then I'm also on a Ascension panel on Sunday. So I'll be doing 3 different events there. So if you're interested in coming, by all means, just come to it, and you can go in the light infusion chamber. It's a wonderful experience. In fact, I'll give you 1 minute of how it would feel. So everybody just kind of sit back and relax, and we'll do a 1 minute light infusion that you would be sensing when you're on in the chamber at the expo. So here we go. I'll count to five to start the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Now you're on the light ship right now, and this will only work live for the people listening. And when we do the sessions, we do them in 5 minute intervals. It's a little bit longer than that, but it's you get about 5 minutes of healing. We break in between a little bit, maybe 10, 15 seconds to let the energy integrate with you. And you request healing, and the light beings put the light codes back into your body. They can release stress instantly from you. You can have physical healings, and a lot of people say they can see better after coming out of the light infusion chamber. It definitely cleans your auric field. Your auric field isn't there when you come out, and all that's around you is this wonderful peace energy. And this is why people feel so much better, because their load is just taken off of them. So this is all like psychic attack energies and stuff that you're dealing with. Okay. Coming out of the chamber, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and for any of you who have not been in it, I really highly recommend it. It's every time I've been in, it's a little bit different. Sometimes I haven't felt so much, and sometimes I've felt absolutely tons of stuff. It's a really, really unique, interesting experience. So if you can get to LA in when is it, Ron? What dates in February did you say? The 14th. I know it's always somewhere around Valentine's weekend, whatever weekend is nearest that.
Yeah, it's the second
It's worth the
weekend.
trip. Yeah. Second weekend. Okay. So,
And
and
it's
even
at
if
the
Ron is in, go ahead.
it's at the LAX Hilton,
Right. Down by the
by the
airport there.
airport.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Pauline had a nice idea that she typed in a little bit earlier. She was saying last-minute shopping ideas for the holidays would be a Creation Lightship gift certificate or an activated one of the divine activated pictures that you have, which that's a really nice idea for a gift. So I just wanted to say that out loud. So let's have a look. Ma is asking, what is the Creation Lightship facial about? Is that like a spa thing? So what is that, Ron?
Yeah, what I do is two 1-hour sessions, maybe a half a week apart. And the female light beams work with your skin, possibly your face, you know, maybe other places too. But they will help to maybe make you look a little different, maybe take away some of the stress marks on your face, the wrinkles, etc. Can't guarantee it. The cost is $150. And normally when I do it in person, like at some of the expos, the people's faces are just glowing. And in fact, I'll just do a sample of that right now. So everybody, you can see how it feels with that light energy put into you from the females. So they're going to be working on your faces right now. It'll only be 1 minute, but you can kind of get an idea the energy that you're going to be sensing maybe after having a 1-hour session. So here we go. So stronger. This works for the men too. Stronger, 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 stronger. Might feel your face maybe heating up a little bit. Maybe tingle. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Let's let you sit there for about 15 seconds. And just kind of take notice how your face is feeling. I'll just give you some silence here. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. It looks like people are enjoying that very much. From the comments, Lynn is saying pleasant intensity to that. That might be the light infusion chamber. Rhonda is saying, oh, wow, that is powerful. It is. It's an incredible experience, particularly sitting in the real one, the physical one that Ron has. And those of you on the East Coast who've gone to expos this year will know that too. Marie R. is just asking a follow-up question. She says, do we need to pay separately for the cat or whatever pet we have to do timeline crashes on them?
Yes, you would. I would just do a week session for a cat. That'd probably be more than enough. And if you have more than one animal, just include that also. But just you have to do them one at a time. So, you know, it would work with animals that way. People won't, but animals it would, because they have so much less density than we have. And I don't think they're going to be taking too many timelines. So if you have a couple of cats or something, or a dog and a cat, that'd be fine to just do one clearing on them for the $20. You know, you want to do multiple timelines, but, you know, 1 week should be more than enough. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Marie R. is feeling the facial around her eyes. I'm feeling it on my cheeks. Eric is saying, feel light, little electric energies on face. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm feeling in my cheeks. That's really nice. Thanks, Ron. So also there's that, I don't know if we talked about this evening, I don't think we have, the new little section also on the timeline crashes for dream time. And I have started putting those in the timeline crashing, and what I'm finding is that I'm going to new places in dreams that I don't think I've ever been before. So if any of you out there are doing dream time, the dream time timeline crashing and have experienced anything, maybe you can type that into the fast chat and I'll read what you find. But I have, I usually remember dreams just before I wake up in the morning, and I have gone to completely different locations that I've never seen before. I have several that I generally that I dream about repeatedly through the year, and I haven't been to any of those since I've been doing the timeline crashing on dreams, but I'm going to brand new places, which I don't know what that means, Ron. I guess that perhaps is a sign that I'm being bounced onto some new ones, and you know, perhaps the ones that I dream on are being crashed. What would you say about that if anyone else is experiencing that too?
I would probably say that's correct. What you will find after doing the timeline crashing, and I'd recommend doing at least 10 per timeline, okay, or 10 per emotional issue. What I think is happening is that the timelines are being separated much more, so you're going to feel more space around you. And also, you may start to realize that the time-based reality that we live here, which is the darkness energy, the aliens doing this here, the extraterrestrials, you're going to find that the time might be changing on you even. So you might feel yourself slowing down or speeded up, because, and you might feel that situation happening, you know, in the same day as you do your timeline crashing, because maybe you were controlled by timelines that were running really slow, and now they're running faster because you got rid of the slow ones. So eventually you'll be back here, hopefully, you know, more in the peace energy and in your heart after you get off of these abducted timelines. So this is the whole process, and some people are feeling, you know, the physical time changing a lot. So as far as different types of dreams, yeah, that could be possible. The old ones are probably getting eliminated because you're typing them in there, and they may have to figure out a way, the they out there, to abduct you in a different scenario. So they just pick out some of your cellular memory that you have that's kind of, you know, stored inside of you because you may have seen something in this lifetime. So they'll take, you know, bits and pieces and create a movie out of it throughout your whole life of different situations and scenes and friends. And then once those are edited and put together, then they make a movie out of it, and that becomes a dream. So that's kind of what they do. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie. But the timeline crashings, remember, when you're on it and you're doing it, you're not only helping yourself, you're helping humanity because they're getting these timelines off. Remember, you're not the only one on one timeline, because that timeline is going to be the movie. In movies, maybe your soul family's on that timeline. Maybe a lot of your friends are, because they like to do that. So as you start getting rid of these timelines, you're helping people that you don't even know that exist, basically. It could be somebody across the world as they're now taking off, and you're giving them some freedom. And you will start to probably start seeing the people around you, wherever you go, changing. Maybe become a little bit happier. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. One thing that's reminding me of when you said about the soul family thing, there's a group of people that I've just met in the last 5 years who I've not known for the rest of this life, but definitely feel like soul family people. And I have never dreamt about them before, but last night I dreamt about them for the first time in a new place that I've never had a dream in. So they must be hooking me up to that group on timelines that they go to when they're not here. So that's pretty interesting. I'll have to put that one in next. So Pauline is pointing out, and I forgot to mention this, that if you can't get to the expo, there is an online version of the light infusion chamber that you can do on the website. I think it's in the main body of the left-hand column, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not looking at it right now, but I think it's down there on the left. So let's see what else. Ma is saying, is there an ego disconnect present lifetime, or does darkness to light work for that? Is there an ego disconnect? I'm not sure if that
I have not posted an ego one. Normally, once you get an emotional clearing, then you start to feel better. And that ego part of you, which is full of issues for this lifetime, kind of gets released. And you naturally want to keep current. So that's why we have the unlimited on that. So that clearing, to me, is one that I started off with, and it's still very, very useful for people. So, you know, I'll do a emotional one for people. Just think of a situation that you dealt with maybe 3 weeks ago to now, and it could have been cleared on some of these BBS programs, but just think of something that pops up maybe the last month. And I'll clear that like I do on the website here. So if you have it right now, just think of it. And you'll notice that it's dampened down a whole bunch so that it won't recycle and bring forth that same issue over again to you. This is why you want to do the unlimited clearing to keep current. And I recommend doing the unlimited emotional clearing, you know, probably 2-3 times a day. That way you're more in the moment always. So here we go. Think of that issue. So I'll do it like on the website. So 6 chakra cleared. On the website, it'd be listed as far as days, okay? So we're going to do that day for you. But just think of the issue. So 6 chakra cleared, 5th chakra cleared, 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared, 2nd chakra cleared, and 1st chakra cleared. There we go. That's it. So look at the issue now. And that's for the emotions, and see how you respond to that situation. Now, there are some people that deal in their feelings more so than emotions. That's because the emotional body is probably traumatized completely, filled up full of gunk, and it spills over into typically the feeling body. So let's do the feelings now with the same issue. So here we go. 6th chakra cleared. 5th chakra cleared, 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared, 2nd chakra cleared, and 1st chakra cleared. Okay? And for the people who really have a lot of stuff going on, then that would probably be trauma. Okay? So, only see a few hands out there waving about trauma, as we'll say. So, here's trauma. And each one of these will affect you a little deeper than the other clearing. So they do help, but you don't always need them. Okay? So here we go. Trauma clearing. 6th chakra cleared. 5th chakra cleared. 4th chakra cleared. 3rd chakra cleared. 2nd chakra cleared. And 1st chakra cleared. Okay. See how you're doing, everybody. You might even want to get up and move your body. A lot of times when we do these clearings, when I do them in person, or when you do it, you know, in person being over the telephone, or even sometimes when I'm at the expos, I always have people walk about every 10 years when I go back. And almost everybody, when they walk, they feel their ankles pop, their knees pop, some vertebrae may go back into place as they kind of twist their body around. So do that right now, everybody. And if you feel anything moving or popping, that's because your body was holding stress in that location. So get up and walk around, and we'll put Carrie on again. So you out there, Carrie?
I'm out here, yeah. So Marie is saying she's been to new places and dreams too, but they're gentler in nature. And I think I would agree with that for mine, too. There's nothing yucky happening in any of my new places. That's interesting. Amy is saying that the dream timeline crashing is great. It's a domino effect. I think that we could probably say that is true of all the timeline crashing because it's affecting so many people. It's probably spilling out all over the place in a good way. Ma is asking, are people still affected by timelines even though they got out of time. So I assume that means if you're down in your heart, you know, you're living from your heart center and you're in the moment, will you still be affected by timelines? That's an interesting question.
Probably not.
Okay.
You know, when you finally pop into the mind energy, so when you go from heart to mind, then the mind is taken over, and then you are going to be on a timeline.
So
now, your body could also be abducted, but basically, you know, if you're in your body with your spirit and you're there in your heart, then your body, it's, I think, next to impossible to have your body abducted when you're in zero time.
Oh, that's really.
And that also includes, there's two zero times. There's a time that we, when I take people to the light ship, that's where time does not exist whatsoever. And then you have the zero time on the timeline. And they're both different, but sometimes people talk about them as the same if they don't know the difference. You know, the New Age movement talks about being in the now. Well, being in the now means that you're not going to source energy. You're going off of the timeline and stopping the timeline. So that's the big difference there. But, you know, if you don't know about the light ship and being completely out of time because it doesn't exist there, then the other one will feel very good to you also. But there is a big difference on it.
Okay, thank you. Marianne is asking, can we pay and get unlimited timeline crashing? I know right now you have the option of 1 week or 1 month. So right now, I know it doesn't exist. You just have to pick either a week or a month and do what you can within that time. Correct, Ron?
Yes, that is correct. Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I'm just refreshing my fast chat here. Ollie is saying it's very nice to neutralize emotions. Thank you. Jake is asking, are timelines strictly or mostly trauma generated?
The timelines are the place that you go to when the aliens abduct you, your body, your spirit, or both. You can have your physical body on a timeline without your spirit. And you can also have your spirit in a clone body on a timeline. So you can be basically in a couple places, you know. And then when you come back together again, the trauma from your spirit coming into your body as you're here could also have an influence on your life because it brought back this trauma. Also, talking about your body, you know, your body can also have problems, you know, with your spirit in it. So, you know, it gets a little complicated. So what was the question again now?
Well, the way it's written is, are timelines strictly or mostly trauma generated? The way I see it, and maybe I'm misunderstanding the question, or the way I would state the situation, if I'm understanding you correctly, Ron, is that timelines are places where trauma can be generated rather than the trauma generating the timeline.
Yeah, the timeline is where they create the abduction scenario where you get placed and then they give you trauma there. Yes.
Right. So it's a place to go to get traumatized in order for them to get the energy that they want from our trauma.
Yeah, so the timeline, if nobody was on the timeline, there'd be nothing there. So when they abduct you, then they put you through the situations that they create for you by reading the DNA and everything else of you, and then you go through traumas on that timeline. So it's just the way they can get more energy out of you, and that's the way it works. So you could be split up into many timelines, you know, and get bounced back and forth according to what aliens have you. So you could be on a timeline for 1 second, and then you can get bounced to another timeline in the next second, and then get returned to the original one on the third second. And all they do is just stop you from doing something. Okay? They freeze time on you, and then you're having this experience somewhere else. So you can be in multiple timelines at one time. This is why I recommend doing 10 timeline crashings at least per emotional situation, because you could be on that mini, which means that you're being abducted by 10 alien races at the same time, and they're taking away your energy. You know, it's a very, if you think about it, they really thought of a good plan to traumatize us, you know, to use us to the max. And that's what it's all about.
Energy vampires with us as the source.
Okay, so I guess we had some technical difficulties here. Maybe the aliens don't like us talking about what they're doing to us on the timelines. You know, who knows? So let's do some timeline crashing here. I'll just do one of them here for you. So I'll wait for somebody on the fast chat to type something in for an emotional issue. Remember, the timelines crashing is not for aliens, to crash governments, to crash, you know, some type of organization out there or anything like that. It's just for you on your emotional situation that you're dealing with. So this is what it's for. So we'll see what comes in here. It's a brand new clearing. It's $20 for a week, $60 for the month. And you do want to stay with this one to keep working on yourself, because it's very, very nice as you start feeling freer. We have a new clearing up on the website. It's a free clearing, and it was put up just a little while ago, and it's for loneliness. So you may wish to do that or tell somebody about it. You can also do a clearing for being overwhelmed also. So those are two really good ones to do. Yeah, Marie R. says, fear of driving in traffic. That's a good emotional response there. So, yeah, okay, we'll do that one here. Here we go. So we'll crash a timeline for fear of driving in traffic. So count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do one more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, we got about maybe 15 more minutes left here, so at the most 15. So back to you.
All righty. I'm not sure I'm hearing an echo of me. I wonder if everybody else is hearing this.
I'm hearing a slight one on my end. We'll find out. We'll see what somebody says in the fast chat.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Pauline was asking for a sample of No Time. Did you already do this while I was missing?
Oh, we can do that.
So a sample of No Time on the Creation Lightship versus the timeline Out of Time.
And now you sound fine on my end here. So here we go.
Okay.
We'll do the No Time. This is taking you off of the alien time and putting you into no time. You're still on their timeline, but you're no longer going to be affected by their timeline. So this is what you say being in the now, okay? The timeline now. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to command the energy to put you into the now. So 1, 2, 3, oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I'll give you a little bit of time to experience that. And what will happen to you, you're going to notice that things around you are not corded or connected to you. Remember, when you're in time, everything attaches itself to you because everything has an emotional value to you. Remember, you may have bought something, a lamp, because it meant something to you. So you look at it now and it brings back a memory of you buying it. That's all emotional. So right now, if you look at that same lamp, all of a sudden it's just looking like a lamp, you know, and there's, you know, hundreds of lamps out there. This is just one of those hundreds, you know. So that's the way you should be right now. So let's do being in the now and no time, because there's no time on the light ship. The light does not work in time. No predictions, along with no prophecies or no continued spiritual growth or anything like that, because everything's in the moment. So there's no expectations when you're in source energy, because everything works moment by moment. So here we go. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll give yourself maybe a half a minute here just to experience that here. Give you some silence here for a minute. Okay, and that's how you should feel when you're in source energy. That's the way you will feel. So let's see, I'll read the fast chat here momentarily here. Timeline crash for bodies being tortured. Yeah, that's a big one, okay. So remember, they do that to us also. So what we'll do here is look at a situation in your life. Maybe you might have a pain in your body, okay? So we'll timeline crash a pain that you're dealing with. Because more than likely, you may be tortured having that pain. And it's coming back here, manifesting into your body. So here we go. Timeline crash for pain. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, Carrie, I'll put you back on again here.
Okay. So let's have a look. I'm not sure what I missed. I'm hearing an echo of myself again, so hopefully that's not coming over the computer too loudly. So let's have a look. Marie is asking, or Mary is asking for an emotional clearing for fear and anxiety. Did you do that one yet? I'm not sure what you did while I was gone there, Ron.
I did that earlier.
Okay.
I did one for, I'll do one for anxiety.
Okay.
Here we go. From an anxiety that you may have. So, one, two, echo on my line here. So, one, two, three, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Hey, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, I'm thinking, do you want to do a darkness to light clearing for whatever is hanging around this show today? There's something going on, and maybe that would help clear it out.
Okay, so let's do a darkness to light clearing. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All right, so Mari is asking for a clearing for robotic bodies.
Oh boy, okay, so do a robotic sampling here. So let's work with people's feet. So we'll just clear the feet away here. Now this is programs that the aliens have brought to you. They're normally outside of you, but they're kind of sitting there, and the interface has some energy that connects this program of them to your body. So we'll clear away this robotic programming for your feet. So work with the toes first. Here we go. So I'll count to 10. I want to wiggle your toes. Take your shoes off, maybe. See how they feel. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it one more time for the toes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do your whole foot. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Yeah, good comment, Lisa, there, that the darkness is attempting to make an echo, maybe on this program, so that you get disturbed and you get brought back into time. Very interesting. Very observant. Oh, that's great. So, we have our Q&A call coming on about 10 minutes from now. The phone number, if you want to write it down and be on it, and I work with the people back east first because it's later there, and then we work from back east to the Pacific Coast here for questions. So anybody new that's interested in discussing something or talking about one of the clearings, healings that they've had or a situation, that's perfectly fine. We can see what clearing may work for you. So here we go. Here's the phone number. So 646-519-5800, 646-519-5800. PIN number is 9009. That's 9009. Okay, Carrie, I'll turn it back over to you here.
Okay, well, I think that darkness to light clearing got rid of them, Ron. Thanks. You sound very clear now. No echo, no strange background noises. Tom is saying, I saw a lot of pissed off aliens in that crash. I think we, maybe some of them hopefully went to the light, eh? So, let's have a look. What other questions do we have? I don't think I'm going to have to look back to find a question. How many minutes do we have left? 2 or 3, maybe?
Yeah, probably 3 maximum here.
Okay. Let's have a look. Pauline is asking, can there be robotic programs in the brain or the mind?
Oh, yes, of course. Remember, just look at the anybody who does any type of similar movement. It could be dance movements. It could be repeating something over and over again. That could be possible. As far as the brain, having the brain work with the body, the brain would tell the body what to do. So, yes, that could be true, too. I haven't branched off into that clearing for health issues, having, you know, the mind of the body being shut down by a program, which I haven't got into yet. That could be a possibility, but I won't go there quite yet. So there's a lot of stuff happening. The nice thing is that the timeline crashings are helping a lot of people. And if you've done that clearing, you could probably notice people around you because you release from the timelines. If you haven't done the clearing, you might just wonder why in the heck you're feeling better and maybe why people are not as agitated as they normally would be around you. And that's because maybe somebody out there did a timeline that you were walking on, experiencing life there, and they took it away. And maybe the group that you're with, people you hang out with, also got released from a timeline. So by doing the timelines, you're definitely helping everybody. So we have Jerry requesting to bring in white light, so we'll do that. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And here comes the light energy from the light beam. So stronger, stronger. It'll be activated for the next hour. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right, so we're just about wrapping up. If anybody wants to stay on the fast chat and put their questions in there, I'll keep mine up. If there's anyone that doesn't want to speak for any reason, I can read those out for you on the Q&A, which will start in about, probably about 5 minutes, I would think, so Ron can have a little quick break. And I'll put the number back up there in a sec, although I think it's up there. And that's probably about it, Ron, isn't it? We should probably...
Yep, our time is about over. Tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, 9 o'clock Pacific, so see you then. But come on the Q&A.
And Sunday, too.
Yeah, then we have our Sunday 8-hour call coming up for physical body rejuvenation, getting rid of the alien parasitic life forms. So that's
and
an 8-hour call starting at 10 o'clock Pacific, and that's 1 o'clock Eastern. So I'll see you on the call, everybody, about 5 minutes or so. So blessings. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. And thanks, everybody, for all your questions, and we'll talk to you in a few minutes.